So Sarah, the preparation for the All-Ireland Club final yet again for Milford, and I suppose starting off for you, it's disappointing in a sense because you're not going to be involved in the action on Sunday, you're injured.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, I'm injured. I had a cruciate ligament injury, so I'm out for maybe 6 to 9 months. So yeah, of course it's disappointing not to be involved, but like, you know, it's great to be involved, I suppose, in any way, shape or form, so I'm delighted even to be part of it, and the girls have been a great support, so it's great.
It's obviously an awful blow to your season personally to miss out, especially when you're captain then as well.
Yeah, sure, it's very disappointing, but like, I suppose there's nothing I can really do about it. I had the tourist in September and I kind of strapped it and played away, but kind of sat down with John after the final and we just decided that, you know, go get the operation and we'll say focus on next season, I suppose, really now is where I'm looking at, really. But no, the girls, their training is going very well, in fairness, and the girls putting in a deadly effort, like, you know, and they've been very supportive, as I said already, so I can't ask for anything more. And I think, you know, they know I'll be behind them 100% on the day, so although I can't play it, I think they know I'll puck every ball with them.
Yeah, well, I can tell by you here this evening, like, your togged training is about to start, and so you're involved in the thick of it, doing anything you can, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it, yeah, like, or, you know, anything that needs to be between players and management, you know, I suppose that's what I'm there for now, we'll say, is a go-between for the two of them, so, you know, if there's any issues or anything like that, but yeah, it's grand, you know, it's nice to be involved anyway, as I say.
How would you describe the feelings in camp now this week? You're obviously a highly experienced team preparing for Croke Park like you've done before. How is it? How are things?
Things are good, I think. You know, obviously girls are a bit nervous. You know, it's very daunting, I think, going back to Croke Park, even, you know, even the stadium itself is, you know, massive, and it's a huge, huge achievement even to go back to Croke Park. And I suppose some of the younger girls would never have been in Croke Park before, so obviously it's going to be daunting for them as well. But I think everyone is feeling fairly relaxed, so just ready for it now.
How many new girls have you? Like, how many girls are involved Sunday?
I suppose we've 6 or 8 kind of on the panel now. We've a good few that came up along through the ranks this year. I suppose maybe 16, 17-year-olds, you know, and it's great to have them involved as well, like with the bit of youth. I suppose we're not getting any younger, so it's great to have them involved, and like, they're really into it, and it's great.
You've obviously had a very positive campaign to this point, and your semi-final success was huge, really.
Yeah, massive. Sure, we played all at the Ballock, and I think we left it close to the end. We won by a point at the end. They kind of came back at us. We were up 5 or 6 points. They came back at us toward the end and got a goal, so we were down to the death, really, we'll say, one point victory. But, you know, I think that's one thing about this team, is they have great character. Like, you know, they wouldn't, you know, maybe if Milford of old might have maybe bottled it a little bit, and maybe, you know, it mightn't have came away with the victory. But that's Milford, you know, like, they've great character, great determination now, and I mean, that's what's seen us through, I think, the last day against Allert as well, and that was a little bit of experience as well.
And I know, speaking to Joe after the semi-final, I asked him if last year's All-Ireland semi-final defeat to Mullia was a driving force for you this year, and he said absolutely, you were definitely not forgetting that hurt.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, I'll never forget that dressing room last year against Mullia. You know, everyone was so disappointed and everyone was so hurt. You know, we just felt we didn't give us a good account of ourselves, really, to be honest. And I think, you know, we kind of said that day coming away last year above in Tipperary after Mullia that, you know, we'll bottle this hurt, and, you know, we wouldn't let it come and get us again. So that's kind of, I think, was being the driving force all year, really. You know, we know what it was to lose, to be so close, I suppose, and to lose it. And, you know, we said we wouldn't like to be back there again. So that was kind of the driving force, I suppose, from day one, since we started back this year.
And now it's another Galway opposition in an All-Ireland final, but one you know and you've beaten there.
Yeah, we've been there, but I suppose, you know, it just goes to show the testament to Galway. Like, I mean, I think, like, we've been in 2 All-Irelands and the All-Ireland semi-final last year, and every year it's been a Galway team. You know, it just goes to show the strength and depth in Galway as well, you know, like, as in, and the competition they have there, it must probably be the toughest county championship, I think, to get out of now. You know, it was Climber, Ardrahan, Mullia last year, and Climber again this year. So, yeah, I don't think Galway or Climber will be lying down and taking it easy. Like, they'll be going to win an All-Ireland title too, so big test on Sunday.
But because you've beaten them before, you know, how does that affect the preparation of this All-Ireland, or does it at all?
I don't think it does. Like, I suppose we're 3 years older as well, you know. Now, I suppose so are they. But I think, you know, as in, it only all goes in the day. I suppose maybe looking back to the time, the first All-Ireland that we beat them, you know, like, we just got a great start, and I think that's what kept us going to the end. But like, they really did come at us towards the end of that All-Ireland, and like, you know, had it probably been maybe an extra 10 or 15 minutes longer, it would have been ended up probably being very nail-biting. But thankfully for us, you know, the whistle didn't win it did. But yeah, so I don't know, I think Galway will be well and truly up for it as well, like, you know, as we are.
But how do you rate your chances? How are you feeling?
I don't know. I'd like to think we have a chance anyway, you know. But as I say, you don't know what Galway like, you know. I mean, it's a very tough county to come out of as well, and they have come out of it. So, and they have beaten, you know, the Northern team as well to get to the All-Ireland as well. And I think, you know, 2 years ago we struggled against the Northern team as well in the All-Ireland semi-final. So it's a great test to Galway, and it's a great test for Climber. I mean, you know, and in their superb side with superb players as well, like, you know, like Brenda Henney and Emery Starr and those girls. So I think, like, they'll be really up for it as well. So I hope it goes our way. But at the end of the day, we don't know until maybe 5 o'clock on Sunday the 6th.
Yeah. And even just looking back at yourselves, I mean, Milford, you're dominating Cork Camogie, you're dominating Munster Camogie. So it's turning into the All-Ireland series where you really get your challenge, and it's turning into where you kind of expect to be.
Yeah, but I suppose, you know, it's only the last 4 years we've been dominating Cork Camogie, you know, as in we struggled for a number of years, like, to win a county championship. And at that, you know, if someone told us 5 years ago we'd have four county championships and four Munster championships, I think we'd have, you know, bitten their hand off for that much. So, like, I mean, it's a deadly achievement as well. But I think, like, not when you're in the moment, you don't really think of that. But I suppose it's in a couple of years when we look back and we say, you know, well, we did achieve a lot. Like, and, you know, obviously the girls are very proud, but I suppose at the minute you don't really think of that because you're still playing it and whatever, like, so.
Well, the very best luck on Sunday. Enjoy it.
Thanks very much. Thank you.